from the ArmeniaProud.com studios.
Genatsit Hayed.
This is A Toast to Armenia with Jano Kabinjian. A comprehensive look at the Armenian culture. Only on the Lineup Media Group Podcast Network.
Welcome, welcome in, my friends. This is Armenia Proud, and I am not Jano, but I am filling in for him today, and we also have Mariam with us. Mariam, how are you?
Hi, Chris. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just trying to navigate the waters of the show here without Jano. He's out of town, and he's has a lot of interesting stuff going on, and I'm sure he's going to fill us in on all the good stuff about his trip. Yeah, when he gets back. So yeah, no, I thought though that we'd still have the show today, and we'd have you on, and we would discuss some fun stuff because we have Iveta Mukuchian.
Yeah.
Who I struggle with that name
you're
every
doing
time.
Great. Yeah, you're Iveta Mukuchian.
Yeah, for not speaking Armenian, I'm
you're
getting
doing fantastic,
here.
Chris.
Well, thank you. So yeah, we had her on the show. It was several weeks ago, and discussed her upcoming appearance on Eurovision, and that's starting to ramp up, isn't it?
Yes. It's very close to Eurovision, and I believe the rehearsals and all that stuff is happening right now. So yeah, it's very close.
Yeah, and she, you know, I'm sure everyone who's hearing this all is extremely familiar with her. She's hugely famous in Armenia and all over the world.
Popular, yeah.
Yeah, very, very popular.
In Armenia, exactly. And also in Germany, because she's from Germany.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember her discussing that when she was on the show. Really sweet girl, too.
Yeah, she was 6 years old, I believe, when she moved to Germany, and that's where she grew up, just, you know, like most Armenians who are not in Armenia,
yeah.
And go other, like, just like me, or in here,
yep.
United States of America. So, yeah.
So what's happening with her?
Yeah.
You know, I saw that she has some new stuff out, some new music.
Yeah, I actually contacted her again since we were doing this. I thought, you know, I should probably get some information from her. She's so sweet. Literally, she's very sweet. And she wrote me back. She gave me some information. And, yeah, that was... So I was asking about the song and a little bit about why she chose the song, what motivated her, what inspired her, so all that good stuff.
So the song is called Love Wave. And it is available just about everywhere. I was listening to it on YouTube, and it's a really, really interesting song, and
mm-hmm.
I think she's amazing in it, and a really, really amazing visuals also in the video, right?
Yeah, the guy in the video?
Yeah.
Yeah. I read somewhere that a particular model happens to be a model in Sweden, top model in Sweden. He doesn't just, you know, appear in any videos. That's what it was said about him. But he's like the Brad Pitt of Sweden.
Really?
That's what it was said about him.
I wish I was the Brad Pitt of Sweden. I wish I was the Brad Pitt of anywhere.
Yes. So, yeah, he's the model in the video. And, yeah, he's the Brad Pitt of the Sweden. And
wow.
His name is, let me see if I can pronounce his last name.
I'm sure whatever your version is a lot better than what mine would be.
His name is Ben Dollhouse. That's what his name is.
It's like a dollhouse. Like he's a dollhouse. Yeah. It's a unique, I mean, it's a very sort of abstract, you know, vibe in the video,
yes.
Right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's actually very abstract when you watch the video. And first time I watched it was yesterday, or no, a couple of days ago, and I posted on my Facebook too. It's very abstract and it's very powerful. And I think it features the all the sound effects and all that stuff that's happening. It's supposed to describe the feeling of love.
That makes sense. And I'm not exactly sure where it is now, but I know that the last time I got on to watch it on YouTube, it was already over 1 million views.
Yeah, I heard it's 1 million, and I saw her posting that too. She said that it was 1 million views on the YouTube. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's so huge for her. I mean, I just see her as someone, especially after she's on Eurovision, and you know, mm-hmm. a lot of people outside of Germany and Armenia start to see her and hear about her. That she is on the road to be a massive, massive star across the world.
I think so too. She's very talented, and she's a human being to begin with.
Yep.
I mean, she just, yeah. I mean, you heard her interview. She's just a down-to-earth girl, simple girl who's just, you know, a very talented person and very humble.
Well, and you know what the good thing is that everyone else is going to get to hear her interview again also, because that's going to be the second half of the show here is going to be us replaying our interview mm-hmm. with her. And, you know, I think
yes.
there was... It's really, you know, insightful and a lot of information about her and her growing up and how she started mm-hmm. to sing and a lot of that stuff. But before we end up there, you actually, and I know you mentioned this, that you reached out to her and asked her for some information about the video and stuff, but you were able to get some other information from her, right?
Yeah. And before I do that, I want to mention the composer of the songs, the composers of the song, Lilit Navasardian and Levon Navasardian. Mm-hmm. These are the people, the composers. And she actually wrote the lyrics, Iveta, alongside to Stephanie Crutchfield.
Okay. I gotcha.
Yeah, but, so yeah, I wanted to mention that. And yeah, I wanted to know what her, since, you know, I am cooking with my Armenian family.
Yeah, that is. And you can find Mariam on Facebook.
There.
Yeah.
I know. And I wanted to get, and she wanted to find out what her favorite foods are. And her favorite food is pasta, but her Armenian favorite foods, not just one, is judabu. Do you remember that one that I actually talked about, Harissa, with the wheat kernels
yes.
and the chicken and a white kind of a chowdery soup? Yeah, so
yeah.
That's her favorite food. I know Jono's going to like that.
He will be a fan. If he's listening,
yes.
wherever you are right now, Jono, I know you're getting hungry, and I'm with you.
Uh-huh. And the other one, this is exotic for some people, and it's very traditional and authentic for Armenians. It's a hearty breakfast, and this is the cow shins that are scraped and cleaned very well, and they're boiled, and it's called khash.
Mm-hmm.
And they eat this during very cold weather in high altitudes,
and
it's served with garlic, lemon, lemon, and salt and pepper, and it's usually traditionally eaten with the flat bread.
Mm.
And this is like an acquired taste.
Sure.
It's not that bad. Yeah. And these are the two stuff that she likes to eat. She's really all Armenian girl.
Well, that's and you know what? I can 100% assure you that everyone who's out there who's hearing this, who is a huge fan of hers, they want to know what she likes to eat, and they want to know everything about her because she's extremely popular and everyone loves her.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous, I swear.
Well, we're part of it, so
no.
We can't be jealous.
I know. I just she's great. So, what else is happening on your end? Do you have any? You know, I've been seeing a lot of action on your Facebook page and a lot of awesome stuff on there. And it seems like your audience is going up, and there are, you know, a lot of people out there, a lot of Armenians who are finding you. I mean, you know, I don't know if you want to
hit on your... Yeah, a lot of people are engaging. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, and the thing that you guys are doing, it's an amazing cause, the challenge you guys are doing.
Yeah.
Every dollar, yeah, and I wanted to help out and let Jono know, and then I'll let you guys know that I will send my book to the people, the first five people who will do the challenge.
Ah, look
and
at that.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, we'll talk about that on next show.
Wow, maybe. No, that's great. So yeah, so everyone, send us your videos on Facebook, you know, and there's an example on there. Just go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ArmeniaProud, and you can see the example of the video on there, some friends all having a drink and saying, you know, ganatsa tayer. So I tried that. I don't know how accurate that was. So forgive me if it was terrible. But the video's on there, and send your videos in. And for everyone who sends a video in, we're gonna help out the Armenian Orphanage with, for every video, $1.
You did perfectly well. And all Armenians out there, I know they're drinking. I know you guys like to drink. So you guys take that glass of wine or the shot of vodka, whatever you have, just the toast to Armenia, take a picture and just send a video, or pick a video and send the video.
Yeah, it's awesome. And to help the Armenian Orphanage is a huge honor for us to be involved in that, and I think everyone agrees there. So and speaking of alcohol, and if you're going to drink, or you need to stock your bar or anything along those lines, you got to order that stuff, and the best place to order it is amazon.com. and anytime you order on Amazon, always remember to go to our website, ArmeniaProud.com. Hit the Amazon banner on the right-hand side of the page before you shop. It helps the show. It helps us stay bringing you awesome stuff like Aveda. So, yeah, that's...
Absolutely.
Yeah. So anything else in your discussions with Aveda? If not, I mean, I think everyone is excited to hear her new song, Love Wave, and, we're going to play that for them in the interview, but I just wanted to make sure that, there wasn't anything else on your end that you had in your discussions with her that stands out, or...
No, that's about it, and just all I have to say is good luck to her, and have fun. That's all.
We're all behind you, and we know that she's going to do awesome on Eurovision, and now we're going to hear her new song, Love Wave, and you'll hear the interview.
Hey, it's me. Look, I know it might sound strange, but suddenly I'm not the same I used to be. It's like I stepped out of space and time and come alive. Guess this is what it's all about. Cause when it touched me, the world went silent. Come before the storm reaches me. The ground emotions settle for sirens. You took over my heart.
I'm just going to jump right into my guest. She's on the, we've Skyped her from Germany. We got a great guest on our show this week that's going to make some headwaves in the months to come. She's been on TV contests in Germany for her outstanding singing with shows such as Hey Superstars, The Voice of Germany. She was named the sexiest Armenian by Elle Style magazine in 2012. Beautiful looks with beautiful voice with numerous hits. Couldn't be any more proud to have Avita Mukuchyan representing Armenia. Hey, Avita, it's great to have you.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Dono. Nice to hear you guys.
Yeah, you too.
This is great.
Thank you. Big hello to all the Armenians in L.A.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. I want to tell you this on behalf of myself, Chris, and Mariam, and all the Armenians listening out there. We are so proud of you, and we are really rooting you on for this Eurovision 2016. You got to be excited about this.
Oh, first of all, I'm very flattered, and I'm very grateful because, well, since now, I think we just got like almost like over 90% just positive feedback for my participation. So I'm just really, really happy, and I just can't wait. This is a big responsibility, and I just can't wait to carry it. It's great. It's a great feeling.
You actually got 10% negative? That's unbelievable. We got to find those people.
Well, you know the Armenians. They always find something
I know
to criticize. So I'm cool with that. It's good.
I know. I've got Armenians that email me and say, can you talk a little Armenian? And, you know, I just do this so I could get everyone involved. There's so many different dialects in Armenian that a lot of Armenians just have a hard time understanding one another.
Yeah.
So this is a perfect show for us. So.
Well, we can speak into Armenian if you like.
No, yeah, you could do that if you'd like too. You could definitely switch it up. What I talk about on my show, Armenia Proud, and you are the symbol of that, by the way, I got to ask you, as a little girl growing up in Armenia and then in Germany, what type of music inspired you at a young age, and what made you pursue your dreams of singing?
To be honest, I didn't catch much from the Armenian culture in music when I was a little kid. So I'm actually a Motown kid. I grew up with Erykah Badu, Lauryn Hill, Anthony Hamilton, India Arie. So, well, maybe you heard my last song, Simple Like a Flower, and my upcoming EP will also be in that style. And a lot of people say they can hear my idols in my music. Like,
wow.
There is a group of Erykah Badu, and there is the, you know, like the style of Angie Stone. It somehow, of course, it influenced me, and I'm just happy that I can transform it like into my music.
Well, since you said that, Chris, can you pull that up?
Yeah, we actually have that single here that we can hear a little bit from.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Play it. All right. Let's have our people listen to it a little bit.
Mirrors catch me to talk face to face. Self-reflection can give me grace. All I want is your warm embrace. Your warm embrace. Simple like a flower. I still love you. I know it's true. I still love.
You could
you like
see
that?
You could see that Detroit Motown influence right there.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll try my best. I mean, there's still a lot that I can put into my music. It's coming with the age, you know. The older I get, the more I get the feeling of the right groove and everything. So it's always a journey and always growing.
And was this kind of like you just opened your mind to this type of music and how was this? How did you take this in when you were growing up?
You know, whenever I met a producer or whenever it came to a situation where like I could record a song or cooperate with other people, people always saw me just as a pop product. You know, like, oh, she's good looking. She should do a pop song, and then we make like big money with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did that. I kind of like pop songs, and I write a lot pop songs. But if you ask me what who I am or what I would write about, like if I'm not thinking about making a hit or producing a commercial song, then it's definitely the music that you just heard.
Wow.
That's very beautiful. Cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, now, as a teen or, you know, did you take singing lessons? Did you enter singing contests? Did you participate in any type of school choirs or anything like this?
I have to tell you one thing. I started with music when I was 12, 13, but I actually started with songwriting because I was a terrible singer. I couldn't sing at all.
I have a hard time believing that, but...
I have to admit, it didn't come naturally to me, but I just wanted it so much. So I moved to Armenia, and I started to study at the conservatorium, jazz, I could say. So
and that was a jazz. That was a jazz type of music too, right?
Well, yeah, it's kind of. Of course, it's influenced from my study and everything that I learned. I had really great teachers in Armenia, so. Yeah.
Wow.
I learned that after a while, and I took a lot of lessons in Armenia. I lived there for 6 years, and these 6 years were really hard studying and vocal coaching and everything. So.
And the Armenian school here, was it modernized? I mean, was it old folk song type that they moved it on upbeat, or were they trying to move contemporary?
Oh, what do you mean? You mean while I was studying there?
Yes.
Oh, there was, you know, there are a lot of different influences. Like, we, of course, they teach us everything about the old Armenian music, like
sure.
Komita, Sayat Nova, everything. So it was really important for my education, as well as a woman growing up, and as well as a musician, to have this, get this Armenian influence. So the 6 years living there really, really gave me really much.
Wow. Oh, that's great.
That's very cool.
What do you say to those little girls out there that sing your songs and wish one day they can be as good as you?
Oh, just hard work. You know, it took me about 10 years till I finally found out who I am in music. So when I was 16, I was always dreaming about staying on stage and everybody, you know, like giving applause and telling me how beautiful I am. But yeah, so, you know, I just can tell after a while, like, if you're a real artist, you will know that, you know, things are not always nice. There's so many downs that you have to go through, because that's the test for yourself to understand. Are you a real artist? Do you really want that or not? So, you know, yeah, just for an example, it took me 10 years.
Did you have parents that... pushed you on music, or did you just take it on your own? And I mean, there's so many parents now that try to push their kids onto something that they would have loved to do in the future that, you know, they just weren't good at. I mean, how are your parents on that?
Oh, my parents are my best friends. They're so cool.
Very good.
And to be honest, I'll tell you one thing. I was always afraid to take the path of music, because if you're doing something in music, you have to try to be the very best to at least get a place somewhere, because everybody wants to be, you know, in this business. But so I was afraid, and I started to study design in Germany. And then my dad always came home, and he saw me like, how do you say it in English? Sewing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sewing stuff at home. Yeah. And then one day, I mean, you know, Armenian dad, you know, like he was really mad, and he was like, you know what? I never want to see you at home again, sitting here and sewing stuff. You belong on stage.
So my parents, that's great.
My parents actually, they're like really the main source, the main reason why I went to Armenia and why I moved there and studied music.
So was
they always support me, yeah.
So was dad having a bad day at work, and then he came home and he said, no more of this. That's what it
took. No more this. I never want to see you like this. Like you have to like just be the bomb and be on stage because you're an artist. You're a performer.
That is great.
Well, that's good, because you don't hear that a lot. A lot of the times you hear
right.
from the other way around. Like you need to do something that, you need to go to school to learn a skill or something. But to hear that is really encouraging. And it's encouraging,
yeah.
I think, to anyone else out there who has similar dreams.
Yeah, great point, Chris.
Yeah.
You've got some songs. You've got some great songs. I've been really hooked on this new song. I don't know if it's new, but I seen it on your videos, and I thought, you know what? It's great. This RDR. What a fun song.
Yeah,
what a fun song that is. I mean, people are just having a good time in this video. How much time goes Yeah, how much time goes into this music video stuff right there?
Oh, I tell you one thing. So, I was in Italy and my friend told me, like, listen, I have this great camera, I have this great studio, I really want to do a music video. I was like, I'm just in Germany for 3 days. I have, like, nothing ready, nothing done. And he was like, I really want to do it. So I was at the airport, called my friends, and told them, tomorrow you're coming into the studio. Don't take care of styling or whatever. Just come there and have fun. So everybody in this video, they're all my best friends.
You're kidding.
They're just having fun.
They're all your friends.
Yeah.
Wow. You would think that they're all paid and all. Even your friends are good looking. Everyone is good looking.
We're all kind of artists, you know. All the dancers in the video, they're like old dance colleagues and friends, models, and other singers. So everybody's really supporting me here, and it's really amazing.
Not one guy looking like me jumped up there and started dancing with you. That's unbelievable. But
you mean the handsome one?
Yes. That's the one. What was he? Soccer? He's a soccer. He looked like a soccer player, right? I mean, he looked like one. He looked like that Beckham type of guy.
Oh, yeah. I think you talk about Felix. Yeah.
Of course,
Felix. Yeah. Yeah. You know, what did you think? This is a question that just popped in my head. What did you think about System of a Down playing in Armenia?
Oh, my God. Amazing. Of
wasn't
course,
that,
I loved it.
Wasn't that great? Wouldn't it be great, Evita? It just popped on me on this, too. Singers like you guys would just take the stage every April 23rd and just give that to the people of Armenia. I would love to see that on an annual basis now, that, you know, just bands and singers just all get together and say, you know what, we're going to play April 23rd for the people.
You know, let me tell you one thing. If I ever get the chance to reach a bigger audience and find people in the world that really, like, want to come and hear me, like, I will always ready to sing for the Armenians, always ready to sing in the name of the Armenians, not only on the 24th. So it's really good, great, you know, when you have attention and you can give something back to the people. So this is, of course, it's not a question.
Yeah, I mean, when Serge and the guys were up there, singing and playing, and you've seen the rain coming down. It was like, it was so romantic. It was so beautiful seeing that, you know, and the people in the rain just watching. It was good timing. And you know what? I don't think you need to worry about that, because your popularity and your songs have really taken off. How did this 2016 Eurovision, I mean, did Armenia approach you? How did this ever come about?
Well, I get a call, and they asked me if I would like to represent the country.
Wow.
It was actually, my answer was, of course, yes.
Wow.
And I think there's always, you know, everything happens at the right time, at the right place. So people always saw me participating on the Eurovision always before, like the last 2 or 3 years. They were always saying, oh, maybe Eva should go. But I think now is the real time, because I have the strength and the quality and everything now. So I think we're going to have really a great placement there.
Well, I tell you what,
I'm doubting.
I was looking at some different sites, and now I don't want to put you on the spot here, but entering the 2016 Eurovision, some have made you the favorite to win this. How about that? They were talking about
it. Oh, really?
I'd vote for that too.
Yeah, I honestly, they said that she is going to be a dark horse in this, and the other guy said that I got her being the top, one of the top on this Eurovision 2016. So you're not going in there as no slouch. I mean, you're bringing Armenia some respectability here.
Well, this feels very, very great to hear. Thank you very much. And I have to tell you another thing. Germany is also very, very supportive, and they are making big reports about Armenia. They want to make a whole documentation about the way how Armenia is entering to the Eurovision from the beginning to the end. So I think there's still
That's
really
very cool.
nice things coming up.
Well, that's another question that just popped in my head. How are Armenians viewed in Germany? I mean, you're citizens, of course, and everything, but how do the German people view the Armenians out there?
Well, to be honest, the Germans see me as a German because I have a German passport and I'm living here my whole life. So they know me as the German who's going back to support a country. So, and you know, Germany is very democratic and they love stories like that. They love people who support their roots and everything. So it's quite like, every time I'm saying I'm an Armenian, they're like, hey, you're an Armenian, but don't forget that you're also German.
Exactly. So. And you know what? You guys are representing, you and Abraham are both going to be champions of Germany on this too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, you know, Henrik Mkhitaryan, if you maybe
and
you know.
And he plays for Dortmund, yeah.
Yeah, and we're all friends over here. And really, like, it feels good, you know, that you can give something to this country, to Germany, as an Armenian. And they really love Armenians. So, it feels very, very good.
That is beautiful. So you guys do see each other in Germany?
Well, sometimes.
Oh, wow, that's
it's
great.
The same. I mean, you know that feeling. If an Armenian goes out of Armenia,
I know,
like, and meets another Armenian, of course, it's like, hey, you have to come in our house and eat kotlovats and everything. It's this Armenian thing, you know?
You know what? Yeah, we were at a restaurant. We're sitting at a booth away, my family, and we heard Armenian, and it was like, it was like relatives. I mean, that's how you view these people, as relatives. Once you hear Armenian, it's like you're drawn into it and you're talking to them and everything. It's great. It's great. Like,
yeah, it's a piece of home, you know, that you feel out of Armenia.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it feels very good to build bridges. You know, it was always my vision and my dream to bring countries together and nationalities together. So I think this is a very great opportunity.
You're definitely doing that. For people like Armenians and Odars that listen to, that are wanting to find out about this Eurovision. I mean, is this like, how does this work? I mean, I'm not familiar too much with the Eurovision. I know that I go to my friend's house and we put the YouTubes in and everyone's sitting around clapping for you guys and so forth. How does this Eurovision work for people like us that don't know it?
I have no idea yet.
Really?
Oh,
how many countries are in this?
Sorry?
How many countries get involved in this? Is this like the whole Europe or the world, or how does this work? Obviously, Europe.
Is it really embarrassing if I, as a participant, tell you I have no idea?
Oh, well, you know what? Who cares then?
Well,
because if we're going to beat everybody,
hey,
we don't care about the competition.
That's what I was going to say. I think you have the right mindset. It doesn't matter if it's 3 or 100, you're going to win. So
that's
it doesn't.
Right.
I don't care. You know, all that matters is the great song, because right now we're searching for the song worldwide. And I'm like really stuck in songwriting by myself and cooperating with different people. And it's quite interesting. And it's a very like creative time now. So to be honest, I'm not even thinking about the points and everything, because we're just gonna rock it with a great song. That's the most important thing.
And who votes for you guys? Do the people, do the judges? How's that work?
It's 50-50. They're judges, but also the people from every country can vote, and then they count the points together.
Hey, I've got an answer for you here. So it starts out with 40 nations. Okay.
40 nations.
Yep, everyone from Albania, Armenia, Australia, all the way to the UK, the Netherlands. And then there are, looks like, 27 finalists.
So, 27 finalists.
Yeah, that's
27. I had 26 in mind, but okay, I was close.
Yep, you were close.
You're good. Don't worry about it. This was one of my trick questions anyway, so I do apologize on that one. Okay, let's put the Eurovision questions away. I don't want to get you stuck anymore. Now I got Jono question for you, okay? What other Armenians in the entertainment industry do you admire, and how have they affected your work?
Oh, I really, really like the way Armenians work, because I mean, you know, even the Germans, if they see the Armenian music videos, they're like, wow.
Well, is there any one particular entertainer that you've said, wow, that one catches my eye and from the past
well,
or anything?
Well, it's always
like
to be honest, like for now in the pop industry, for me it's always Sidhu Show. I have lots of respect for her and the way she's listening music and writing music, and I really like her. But also, like, you know, a lot of different artists. We have Andre, we have participants, you know, that Heiko and everybody who've been to the Eurovision. I work a lot with Adam and Petri together, and we also wrote a lot of songs in the studio. We have the old musicians, you know, like the Yerevan Sitaramere.
Right, yeah.
Ruben Hachvedian, I love his songs. And
Charles Aznavour. I can't forget Charles Aznavour.
Of course. Yeah. Aznavour is worldwide famous. Yeah. So I'm really proud. And I'm always saying, oh, you know what? Aznavour is Armenia, System of a Down. They're Armenians, and it feels very great.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of like a two-part question here. How does being an Armenian and having Armenian culture help you succeed in the entertainment world as well? Yeah, you grew up in Germany. How is that all together, tied up?
So my first steps into the music business, I did them in Armenia. When 2009, I participated at High Superstar there. So, of course, Armenia was the first place and first country that influenced me most in the music business, because people, like, reflected that she's an artist. Like, they accepted me as an artist. And they taught me a lot because, you know, Armenians are very, they're not really, really simple to handle. They don't accept anything, everything.
Right.
You have to
it's
be
critiquing.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you like, if you've been through the Armenian music school, I call it like that, then yeah, I think you can do it everywhere
in
the world.
You know, Avita, I'm not into the, singing or anything like that. But when I do make barbecue at my house, I can't, I cannot keep other Armenians from getting involved in my barbecue. They all want to stick their hands in and spin the spin the spore and everything. I'm like,
yeah, for sure, stick to barbecue and not the singing.
Yeah, well, thank you on that. How fun is it for you to be performing for Armenia? And I mean, do you just sit back and just say, wow, I can't believe this got to be fun?
You mean the Eurovision?
Yes.
You mean to say?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, if I think about the size of the stage and how many people watch and how everybody will criticize afterwards, that's going to take a lot of energy that I could put into my performance, you know? So I'm really, I don't know, I'm not reading blogs. I'm not thinking about who will think what. I'm just trying to do my best and be honest on stage. I think that's the recipe for a good performance.
Now, do you have a signature song that you'll be using, or do they give you a song to sing? How's that work?
Oh, it's quite it's quite difficult right now because they're really cool, and they say, like, Eva, just of course, if you feel something, you have to say, what do you want to sing? What kind of music do you want to perform? Because you're the artist on stage at the end of the day. But of course, it's not only me who's deciding. So we're a bunch of people, and we all decide together. And right now, it's like a lot of songwriters send us songs. We already have like maybe over 100, 150 songs. And we're still searching for the best one.
Right, right. Well, that's great. I got another Jono question coming up here. If you can do a duet with anyone in this world, who would it be? Now, this is anyone in the world.
Anyone in the world. Oh, that's my Tina Turner. Oh, my God. I would love to stay on stage with this woman.
Tina Turner. Wow.
Tina Turner is the one. You know, whenever I was like, Mom, I want to stop doing music, and I don't know if I'm ever going to do it, she said, are you crazy? Look at Tina Turner. She's over 80, and she's still rocking it on stage. And I always keep that in mind. And for me,
yeah,
she's definitely
been there. I tell you what, in the shower room, I could sing like Bono. If you ever needed a duet,
I believe you.
I mean, no one else believes me, but I do sound like Bono at times,
or his fourth cousin, maybe.
You know, the shower sound is it's a good mix for your voice. So yeah. I believe you. Keep on singing in the shower.
Did you just hear Chris? He said probably his fourth cousin. Okay. Thank you on that one. Avita, what a great, this has been turning out to be a great interview. Also, I got a great feeling about this 2016 Eurovision. Armenians are going to vote for you. We got the Germans that are going to be voting for you. Anyone with good taste out there with music, they're going to be voting for you. Hell, me and Chris and Marianne, we may just fly out to
exactly.
Europe just to vote for you.
We're really excited about you.
And you know what? This really goes to show, too, because when I said I'm having you on this show, I've had so many emails and I've had so many of my friends, Armenian friends, that are saying that we can't wait to hear this one and we're so excited about. I mean, you are very popular, so God bless.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure. And first of all, I want to excuse myself for my English because, you know, sometimes
you're great.
I translate from German.
You're
so
great.
Don't forget the German influence.
Of course, but you've done so good here.
Yeah, phenomenal.
Thank you.
How can our fans and all our listeners find you through social media?
Yeah, your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter, anything that you want to give out.
Yeah, we want people to just be in touch with everything that you're doing, know exactly when you're going to be up there singing and all that.
Oh, right now, for now, you can go on Facebook and the Evita Mukuchyan official page, and there is all the information. The information for the home pages, Instagram, Twitter, and everything. And I'm always keeping the contact with my fans and all the people coming to me and writing me. So just feel free.
All right.
Contact me, write me.
Yeah, well, and to anyone who wants to find any of her social media stuff, it'll all be in the description of the show, so you can find it there too.
Yeah, on our site as well. One last thing, Avita, when you win this 2016 Eurovision, you got to be coming back on our show again. Yeah, you got to make a promise
to
us right now.
I promise you that. But first of all, you all have to promise that all the Armenians from LA will come to Armenia for the Eurovision if I'm going to win. So.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Why the
so
hell
we have
not?
A deal now.
Let's do it. I'm in. We're already going hiking in Armenia with Richie. He's already.
Oh, really? Nice.
If you've seen one of our episodes, he gives us a trip in Artsakh where you just do all
beautiful.
The hiking and everything. So we may be doing your Eurovision and then hiking with him.
Okay, great.
Yeah, definitely.
That's a great plan.
Well, thank you very much, Avita.
Like a great plan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
And a big hugs and kisses to all the Armenians in LA. I can't wait to come there. I actually had to come in November. If I'm not doing it in November, I'm definitely going to give a concert next year for you guys.
Well, let us know. Let us know on our site and when you're coming. And I'm sure we'll let it out, too, that you will be coming there. And we just packed a big for Aram Aram, our film director, Chris Chambers, and in Glendale. So why not when you're coming there, we'll have you like a president coming or something. It'll be great.
Okay, that sounds great. So we have some great deals, right?
Yeah.
So I just need to win the Eurovision.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on you, so no problem at all. Thank you very much, Avita. Thank you very much,
Chris Jono. Thank you very much.
Wow. So we hope you you enjoyed hearing the replay of that interview with Jono and Avita. Remember, if you're not following her yet on social media, all of her information will be in the description of the show. Same with Mariam. We loved having Mariam here. She did a great job. She got some excellent information for us for the show. Some stuff that everyone who's a big fan out there or is a fan now after you've heard the interview. And, you know, we can all stick to what Avita said. After she wins Eurovision, all the Armenians here in L.A. and in the States, we all are going to head to Armenia for a giant celebration. So I know I'd be there if that happens, because that will be a huge deal. And I think we all know that she is extremely, extremely talented and is going to be a huge star for a lot of years to come. You know, remember, if you like our show and, you know, you're going to support us, you know, subscribe to the show on iTunes, subscribe on Stitcher if you have Android. But you can also, if you like listening to podcasts, we have a lot of other podcasts. And one that stands out to me right now is our MMA podcast, Let's Get It On, with Big John McCarthy, who is one of the, if not the most famous human in the mixed martial arts world. He's been around the UFC since UFC 1. He's reffed all the big fights, has more insight than anyone. So if you're into MMA and you want to hear some more, you can go to lineupmediagroup.com and find all of our shows there, or you can go to letsgetitonpodcast.com. All the episodes are on there. There's a great archive with some of the hugest names in the sport. I highly, highly recommend that show. We don't have Jono here this week, and I think the show is missing a little energy because of it, but we had a great time with Mariam. We got to hear an excellent interview, an amazing song. Be sure to follow Eurovision on YouTube and on social media to hear more about the actual happenings of the contest. And next week, we will be back with you with Jono here. A lot of good stories from his travels. And we'll see you next week, my friends.
Tune in next week for another episode of
Genatsit Hayed,
A Toast to Armenia with Jono Kabinjian. You can find the show online at armeniaproud.com or download and subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. Plus, join the conversation on social media at facebook.com/ArmeniaProud or at ArmeniaProud on Twitter. Get all of the Lineup Media Group shows at lineupmediagroup.com. Oh.